Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, survivors, caregivers, and all of our followers that are tuning in to the mid-July series of the TBI One Love podcast, which, as you know, we spread a positive form of hope, inspiration, and education to those that have been touched by a brain injury. Of course, awareness and prevention to the general public as well. To kick off the mid-series tonight, we have Lisa Botet. Lisa is with Neuroscience, and she is the Chief Business Developing Officer. I know, exciting, right? For those of you that have not heard about Neuroscience, I'll give you a little brief information before we have her tune in. Neuroscience has served seniors in Georgia as the cognitive program for the city of Atlanta, Fulton County, 4 years strong, and they just signed for their fifth, as well as adding different counties to the docket. What Neuroscience does is offer entertaining cognitive games that stimulate the mind of neurodisease clients experiencing cognitive impairment, dementia, Alzheimer, etc., and they have clients worldwide. They are very powerful in helping with performance motivation and also helping with relationships, and most importantly, helping us with cognitive impairments. And we understand once you sustain a brain injury, you have lifelong cognitive impairments that are really always going to need the proper assistance to get where they need to be, and something that we can learn and grow with. So without further ado, I'm excited. Let's get this show started. Lisa, can you hear me?
Hello, how are you? It's such an honor to be on your show.
Doing good, Lisa. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule this evening and being on tonight's show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, James. Thank you so much. We've listened to your podcast, and you have really incredible talent that comes on board, you know, and has conversations with you. And you're amazing whenever you're interviewing them. So thank you for the value that you bring to the space.
Thank you. That means a lot. You know, and you heard me give brief, very short and simple information about Neuroscience, but I think it's great what you offer, and I think it'd be very powerful for not only our listeners, but especially those that are caregivers and or family members of someone that's been touched by a brain injury.
Yeah, absolutely. With NeuroSpies, you know, we really have recognized that there are so many in the neurodiverse community. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when I say that, you know, people think if neurodiversity is being, well, it's just autistic. Oh, it's just special needs. Oh, it's just brain injury. It's really all encompassing, you know? It's like my husband says, we're all actually experiencing neurodegeneration just at different rates. You know, so if you look at it that way, it takes away a little bit of the fear, you know? So now, mind you, though, when you're talking about traumatic brain injuries, which we're very inspired by your story, by the way, you're talking about similar issues that people with Alzheimer's or various forms of dementia are facing. So you're looking at deficits in memory, you know, you're looking at attention issues, processing speed, executive function, you know, so you're wanting to work with visuospatial processing, you're trying to help them cultivate their communication skills, you know, to where they're really just exercising their mind in a fun, novel way. And so that's really what Neuroscience brings to the space. We're a complement to whatever other programs people are plugged into.
You know, and that's great, how you're able to help others, but also having a big impact on helping them with whatever programs they're already using, but also with cognitive health. So would you mind sharing me a little bit more detail about not only how you work with individuals that are already going through different programs, but how that can really help with adding value to their cognitive health?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we really have, I would say, a trifecta when it comes to the three guys that are on board with us. You know, and one reason why I highlight the fact that we have really strong men on our team, we have strong women as well, but it's something where you hear so much about toxic masculinity, and I just really haven't had that experience in my life. You know, I'm almost 47, and I just really adore every human being that I run into, you know, so it's really about running on that 432 hertz frequency, you know, which physicists would say that's the frequency of love. So we're so excited about our trifecta. We have Gabriel Botet, who is our founder, and he designs really incredible brain games. So we actually brought on board a really incredible team. So we have Dr. Canterbury, and he's foundational in the sense that he's part of the deprescribing movement. Mm-hmm. He was able to receive his doctorate as far as like pharmacy is concerned in North Carolina. So he worked for a corporate pharmacy and was a director and saw that there were people that were being diagnosed with dementia that didn't actually have dementia. They were prescribed the wrong medication. So he started stepping back from the corporate sector, even though he's making buku bucks, right, and had great hours and was able to kind of run the show. He said, this isn't why I'm in it. You know, I'm in it to win for the team and for the people that I'm serving. And the only way I can really do that is to step back and be able to offer them a way to deprescribe the medications that they've been put on. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's something that doesn't just impact elders. You know, oftentimes you'll see elders that are on, you know, 10 to 20 different medications, which is crazy to think of, but it's a reality. But you also are now starting to see that happening in younger groups, you know, so it's really a multi-generational program, including the deprescribing, where we want to move people in the direction of functional medicine, you know, and in looking at complementary and alternative health services as the first line of defense. So we really want to encourage people to have that be a foundational element as opposed to jumping to prescriptions or, you know, jumping to surgery or any of these other pretty invasive ways of approaching their challenges. The next element that we bring into the picture is with our health coach, William Ireland. He has a background with the School of Integrative Nutrition. And as many of you know, Josh Rosenthal and his team, Dr. Andrew Lyle, and so many others that are well-respected within the industry, they have brought health coaches to the forefront to say, you know, health coaches, this is actually a direct quote that Josh will say. He says that health coaches are not healers. They are vehicles for healing. And so we feel that if you're looking at cognition, you need to really be focusing on the brain-gut axis and the importance of taking care of your immune system, which is housed primarily in your GI tract. You have 70 to 80% of your immune system housed in there. So whatever is going on in there, you know, as many of us know now, because it's being brought to the forefront, what's going on in the gut really directly impacts our brain, you know, based on whether or not you have inflammatory and alkaline diet, or if you're choosing foods that maybe cause neuroinflammation that can then actually exacerbate issues that are going along with brain injuries, okay, or neurodegeneration. So we really want to focus on trying to help our participants lead balanced lives where they're just really excited about moving away from the issues that go along with a lot of these challenges. Okay, so you're looking at traumatic brain injuries and neurodegeneration clients that are dealing with depression, they're dealing with anxiety, they're dealing with suicidal thoughts, okay? It can lead to substance abuse, okay? It can lead to them going to their doctor that, you know, maybe someone who's really a loving person, but maybe they're leaning in too much to the pharmaceutical rep who honestly is a salesperson, right? Who's being paid well to tell you about the newest thing on the market, but they're not necessarily highlighting the side effects that will lead to yet another pharmaceutical. Okay. So what we want to do is have people lean into their health coach that's properly trained to teach them how to have more fun with the food that they're creating and have that food be fuel and have it be something that's actually helping their brain work at its optimum level, you know? So then once we get them kind of guided in the right direction away from the pharmaceuticals that they don't need, and there might be some that they actually do need, and that's okay. You know, we're not shaming people for saying, oh no, you know, we're anti-pharmaceuticals. That's not actually true. We, you know, appreciate pharmaceuticals that are helping people and that are necessary during the healing journey, but we want to make sure they're getting the right pharmaceutical, okay? So quite honestly, you know, with the pharmacists that I've spoken to and with the doctors that I've spoken to, I found that many pharmacists lean in the direction of saying, you know what, we're the ones that actually have the doctorate in pharmaceuticals, so we know what we're talking about. We need more people to come in and actually speak to us about the pharmaceuticals that they're taking. Okay, we need them to look at us as a liaison, because their doctor is actually really amazing at determining what the issue is. Okay, but quite honestly, they haven't been taught enough about nutrition, and they haven't been taught enough about pharmaceuticals to be able to be considered subject matter experts in that area. As we start to open our minds to that reality, we're not demonizing any one group. We're actually saying, no, we're better together. Let's all work together to help people during their healing journey. You know, exactly. We're all of equal value. Okay. So then we want to make it a little fun, because who wants to be in a program that's not fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a summer camp, you don't want to talk about a bunch of boring stuff, right? You want to be able to have fun and laugh and, you know, exercise your mind, your body, and your spirit in really fun, novel ways. And so that's when Gabriel comes to the scene and he says, you know what, guys, I've been spending a lot of time investing my passion into creating games that make this worthwhile. And they're multi-generational games that appeal to grandkids, you know, to adults of all ages. And it's just really a lot of fun. And also caregivers, you know, they jump in and they have a lot of fun as well.
Exactly. And having them involved, I mean, it's great not only, of course, mentally and physical feeling for the patient or the survivor, if you want to say patient, but having them involved, but knowing that they're still with their loved ones and they're being comfortable really helps them succeed in the process. But I think it's also good not only just having the individuals not alone, but also when you have their family, caregiver, which can be separate or the same thing, I think it's really good when they're there as well, because not only they get to see the progress, but they also get to learn more about it and can be engaged instead of only doing it when they're for an appointment or there for a brief kind of checkup, if you will. It's really good for them to learn the stuff so they can apply to their own personal setting for themselves, their family, the survivor, et cetera, that's going to keep it going on long term.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And not only that, you know, but when you start to think about depending upon the individual and depending on what challenges are being faced, but if you look at caregivers that are getting burnout, a lot of it has to do that they don't necessarily know how to proper channel their energy.
Right.
And they don't know necessarily about all the resources that are available to them to help them build a community around them. You know, because it is very similar to the African proverb regarding children, where, you know, you hear them say, well, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, honestly, it takes a village to raise all of us.
Exactly.
You know, we need our villages.
Exactly. And having them involved, you know, everyone, that really helps, again, like I stated, it helps the survivor not only feel they're not alone, but also understand that they're doing this and gives them a great source of motivation. So it's very beneficial to have, even if it's only one family member with them, that's fine. But the more, the better, because they're going to feel like this is something more beneficial and be able to have a stronger attention span instead of thinking, why am I doing this and having a ripple effect of not paying attention. And then you're really not going to have a process of growth and success unfold properly. You know, and with this process, and like you had mentioned throughout this amazing discussion so far, you had mentioned Dr. Kattyberg, William Ireland, and Gabriel. Would you mind sharing a little bit more detail about their cognitive trifecta?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And just first, before I lean into that, I want to tell you a little bit about my dad. For just a second. I was raised by an engineer and physicist that actually helped develop retinal scan technology. And I've got to say, he was one of the most fascinating individuals that I have ever had the opportunity to spend time with. And he passed away just right before the COVID quarantine at 92, and had done work with, you know, the military, with John Hopkins University, with you know, the government, and lived over in Munich, was fluent in German, could play Rachmaninoff. You know, we grew up with a baby grand piano in our living room, and he was just such a vibrant human being. Whenever he was in his later years, he experienced a series of strokes. Okay.
Wow.
So when you see someone who's able to, you know, take a weekend and say, hey, kids, let's go get a little Swiss chalet style cabin and I'm going to paint and you guys just enjoy the lake, or, you know, or let me go play Rachmaninoff, or I'm going to go play with this new technology and let's discover new things. You know, he was always very busy, never plugged into television, never really plugged into popular culture, and probably scoffed at quite a bit. But he was always about evolution and about cultivating a strong mind, you know, a heart, and having that overflow into the community and into his family. So when I saw that man, who I just adored, go from being that vibrant human being to someone who is barely able to speak, it was just this moment in time that shifted the way that I viewed life, the way that I viewed humanity. And I recognized the beauty of the essence of the soul of the human being, and that it was totally separate from all these amazing things that he did during the course of his lifetime. And I was able during the latter years of his life to take care of him before he passed away and to spend quality time with him. And it was quality time with his essence, you know? So I think sometimes when you think of that, you know, the Japanese call it the essensu. It's the essential nature of the human being. You have a different way of approaching the time that you're investing with one another, with traumatic brain injuries, and then also with various forms of neurodegeneration. You're looking at a different version of who we are, you know, and it's not a lesser version, it's a different version. And I think sometimes what can lead to the depression and the anxiety is when, whether it's, you know, the individual that's struggling with the challenges of the injury, or it's the care providers and the loved ones around them that knew the person prior to the injury, you're trying to compare the person to who they once were to who they are now. And it's just not really something that we should be doing.
I agree. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So if there's a way that we can draw ourselves into this mindful space of just really loving the present moment, you know, and recognizing that we're all perfectly imperfect and we're all evolving and we all want to move in the direction of neuroplasticity, okay, which is now a buzzword that everybody wants to use, versus neurodegeneration, okay, then we really need to find new ways to approach the way that we view ourselves, the way we view others, the way that we invest our time and energy, and the way that we approach self-care. You know, and that's just not limited to washing your face, brushing your teeth, and doing your, you know, regular routine. It's about self-care in the sense that when you're eating food, it should be nourishing your body, your mind, and your spirit. It should be fuel, okay? When you're spending time and energy with people, it should be because you're excited about that present moment without fear, you know, without thinking about the past, but actually being present in that moment and just having a lot of fun and moving in the direction of joy, you know?
Wow.
And I think,
Yeah,
I think when you have pharmaceuticals that kind of act as this, whether it's pharmaceuticals or alcohol or illicit drugs or whatever direction the person goes, that acts as almost like, I would say, a scarf that you put over a light, you know, and you can still see the light, but it's dim. You know, you want to be able to take that scarf off and say, let me see the vibrancy of who you are. I love everything about you just as you are right now.
Perfect. Great.
It's about right here, right now.
Wow. You know, and I think it'd be great also for our listeners. So if they want to learn more, what would be the best way for them to either contact you, view more about your program, and see if that might be something that they could use?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They can go to our website, theneurosize.com. I always say the, but some people say the. I don't want to confuse them. But it's theneurosize.com. And our trifecta would be Dr. Canterbury, who's all about deprescribing. He loves to run those blood panels and figure out how we can get people off of medications and more about living life again and being able to feel this sense of clarity that they want to feel, that they need to feel. And then we have William Ireland, who's all about, you know, trying to help people get excited about their food, their nutrition. He has a background with the School of Integrative Nutrition, which really has been just amazing, with Dr. Andrew Weil and Josh Rosenthal leading the way. Mm-hmm. And then he also has a background in massage therapy and is working on his master's degree for counseling. And then we have Gabriel Botet, who has a background in film and television. He created beautiful murals in Miami, and also has, you know, done a lot of work in the Atlanta market. And he's just incredible and an inspiration to all of us. So we also have Edie Forsyth on board. She's our global strategy champion. And she actually worked with Walmart for over 35 years and developed their mentorship program, you know, both internationally and then also with the military. And she worked directly with Sam Walton's grandkiddos. So she's a force to be reckoned with, and we just really love Dee Dee as well.
Okay, wow. I think this is not only a great source of information, but it's a great guidance tool for our listeners to really understand this is an option that they can use, learn, and grow with, but also how them and their survivor can both gain something from this. So I want to thank you not only for sharing this information, but also sharing information about your father, why you got engaged, and definitely giving the proper guidance to anyone that knows someone that's been touched by a brain injury, that there is a positive outcome that is really going to help them with cognitive rehabilitation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just went on one final note. The other inspiration that I think is really kind of a bit of irony. So I was married prior to being in relationship with Gabriel. And my first husband was active duty. He was the DC district and served the DC Capital Region, you know, for the Pentagon, the White House, and that area under General Casey. So he had been recruited to be a part of the old guard public affairs unit. And when he was diagnosed with his brain tumor, they gave him five different pharmaceuticals that didn't interact well together. And it ended up leading to the path that led to his death. You know, that was incredibly tragic. So, you know, years later, I had no idea that I would be in relationship with another amazing man. You know, my first husband was incredible, such a dynamic soul. And we're just so saddened by his loss, you know, and I would say all his friends and family just really adore him and think about him daily. You know, it's been 16 years since he passed away.
Wow.
But to be able to be a part of a program where we're de-prescribing medication, you know, we recognize that this is a time that we live in where this is one of the highest suicide rates that we have on record. You know, even after World War II, the Korean War, you didn't see veterans committing suicide. But now, okay, we have so many mental health issues that we have to face. We have to recognize that we need to deprescribe medication. We need to lean in to health and wellness and to complementary and alternative health measures and modalities that cultivate a beautiful life, you know, and we need to find new ways to entertain our minds instead of leaning into nostalgia so heavily. We need to lean into neuroplasticity.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Wow. Thank you once again for all you do, your time, and also allowing our listeners to learn more about neuroscience and the impact that it can really have with the one-on-one for them and as well as their caregivers. Wow. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Oh, it's my honor and pleasure. Thank you, James.
Wow. Well, I know I've been asking you questions nonstop and learning more about neuroscience at the same time. Do you have any questions for me before we wrap this up?
I do. We, you know about your story. Tell me a little bit more about what inspired you to have so much drive. Gosh, what an amazing man you are.
You know, thanks for the kind words. What really helped me is going through this journey of living with a brain injury. As anyone that's touched by a brain injury, there is no really understanding of it unless it happens. I mean, there's been a great amount of outreach and attention finally since Dr. Ben Amalu located CT, which has changed the whole perspective of brain injuries, mental health, concussions, et cetera, and it's still unfolding. But nonetheless, research is completely different than having to live with it. So when I was going through these first starting stages, if you will, of brain injury and adapting and getting my, you know, back on track or getting my feet planted, however you want to word that, I really started thinking, okay, well, again, if this has not been heard about unless it either happens to someone or it's not even been discussed thoroughly, why not do something that's really going to help not only promote more, of course, understanding, but the winning result is also help individuals that have been touched by it at any time, whether it's an ABI, acquired brain injury, stroke, heart attack, a concussion, a traumatic brain injury, a severe traumatic brain injury. It really helping them understand, okay, look it, you're not the only one that is either learning to go through this or has been going through this for X amount of months, years, et cetera. So that's why I started this organization and started doing this outreach of meeting with individuals that either have been touched by a brain injury, but also meeting with individuals that specialize in brain injury care and prevention to really promote their work, but also share this positive form of hope, education, and guidance to the general public as well as those that have been touched by a brain injury.
That's amazing. Now, let me say this. Whenever you have your quiet moments, okay, do you recognize the beauty of the impact that you're having? Do you truly see the ripple that you're having?
To an extent, I can say yes, but I say no. I mean, because to me, it's not really weighing it out like, okay, doing all this, what am I getting out of it? I just get the opportunity to meet other people and help other people, because when you help others in any way of life, it's really more rewarding than any item or anything that could ever be possible, especially when you're giving them guidance with mental care, brain injury awareness, prevention, et cetera, because you're helping them with a lifelong gift, because there is no finish line to a brain injury recovery.
Well, thank you, though, for being a voice, you know, because when people do hear your podcast and are inspired by you and by the guests that you have, it's transformative. You know, so if you think about Dr. Emoto and his experiment with water and consciousness, you know, he and many other physicists agree that sound and intention have a profound impact on a cellular level. You know, so when you're thinking about the fact that our brains are actually, 90% water, you know, we start out as human beings at about 90% water and we deteriorate to about 65% water. So the sound that you're giving to humanity with your podcast is enriching the lives of people, because your intention is so pure, so beautiful, and you're all about empowering people with knowledge and understanding, and then offering them ways to be able to grow and, you know, find new people within their networks to be able to build their village. So thank you for what you choose to do.
Thank you for the kind words, and once again, the opportunity to learn more about neuroscience and give this reference to those that have been touched by a brain injury to really help them and their caregivers with cognitive rehabilitation and, of course, long-term recovery. I want to thank you once again for your time, and it's amazing. We'll keep in touch, and I'll do my best to send others your way to see if neuroscience can be something that can assist them.
I look forward to it, James. Thank you so much. It's an honor.
No problem. Thank you once again, ma'am.
Thank you.
Wow, everyone, what a great show we had tonight. As you heard, neuroscience does an amazing amount of cognitive trifecta that's really helping with different levels of impairment, but most importantly, the caregiver and the survivor themselves. If you would like to learn more, as you heard, you can go to neuroscience.com or theneuroscience.com, or you can message us, and we'd be happy to send you contact information for Lisa and other ways that she might be able to guide you. Thank you for continuing to follow TBI with Love and helping us reach all aspects of the globe and paint the world green with brain injury awareness, prevention, and our positive form of hope, inspiration, guidance for those that have been touched by a brain injury. One love.